After Haiti's earthquake last January, Haitians living illegally in the United States were given 6 months to apply for the right to work here. The idea was that with jobs, they might be able to help their families in Haiti recover from the earthquake. There are about 3 months left to apply. Let's hear now from a New Yorker named Ruth Pierre, who was among those eager to get temporary protected status, or TPS. We first met her when she was filling out her application.
It's very important for me to get those, to be able to work and contribute in the community.
Ruth Pierre's application was recently approved. As she began her search for work, Marianne McCune of member station WNYC tagged along.
Almost every day of the week now, Ruth Pierre walks about 40 minutes from her home to a city-funded job center in Queens.
Yeah, it's a good walk.
She would take the bus, but she doesn't have bus fare.
Excuse me, only y'all here for orientation?
Yeah.
Pierre wants to become a nursing assistant, but can't afford to take the classes. And she's here today to find out about city grants to get certified.
City
The phone in her jam-packed bag belongs to the storefront church she lives above.
God bless you. Hello. Excusez-moi.
In exchange for her and her son's room, she helps the pastor, including answering his phone. Across the country, more than 47,000 Haitians have applied for TPS. Immigration officials now estimate some 70 to 100,000 are eligible. But originally, that guess was higher, 1 to 200,000. And some advocates are disappointed more are not applying. At a center in Brooklyn set up to help families after the earthquake, New York State immigrant liaison Jocelyn Mayas says many are telling her, nope.
They do not have the money. That's number one.
The application fee is $470 for adults, and it's not easy to get a fee waiver. Number two among reasons Haitians are not applying, people are afraid they'll be deported. TPS does expire after 18 months, though it's likely to be renewed repeatedly. Still, Mayas says rumors fly.
Too many people who don't know anything about anything say too much about what they don't know.
And then there are the con artists, unqualified consultants who overcharge and misfile papers. Alfonso David of the New York Attorney General's office says one woman paid a company several $1,000 to submit her application.
She recently received notification from the federal government that the application was rejected because they failed to complete the paperwork properly. And they have refused to provide her with a refund.
More than 1 in 10 applications are rejected by the government simply because the forms weren't filled out correctly. David says so far, New York's attorney general has subpoenaed documents from at least 6 businesses he suspects are cheating Haitians out of money and the chance to become legal.
It's Ruth Pierre, you said?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When Ruth Pierre and her son filled out their applications, legal aid lawyers helped them for free. And it was complicated. Her son even had to collect court records regarding a minor misdemeanor to make sure it didn't disqualify him. Ms. Pierre says the opportunity to become legal, even if just for 18 months, has made her son work harder in high school.
Before, he didn't see where he's going to go, what is the use for it.
Now he can see he's going somewhere, she says. And she can see she's going somewhere, too. While waiting at the job center for a resume workshop, she carefully unfolds a poster-size Employee of the Month certificate from years ago when she worked illegally in Florida as a nursing assistant. It describes how thoroughly her patients appreciated her work.
At the end of the day, when they say thank you, I feel it went right on my heart. I'll give anything for that, you know.
Pierre is hoping to attend a training to become a home health attendant in the next couple weeks. But without subway fare, she'll have to wait for one she can get to on foot. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.